the governor of the state of Minnesota, Mark Dayton.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. I hope you're not inviting any protests here tonight. Okay, just checking. Well, thank you, Doug, for your very, very kind words. And thank you for your outstanding leadership as president of the Minnesota Farmers Union. Doug has been a good friend and a wise mentor to me in shaping our state's agriculture initiatives. We don't always agree, but hey, I don't always agree with myself all the time. Another tremendous state and national leader of the Farmers Union, now Minnesota's superb agriculture commissioner, is Dave Fredrickson. A farmer up in northwestern Minnesota once said to me, "You know, Mark, if we could just combine the expertise in St. Paul with the walk of the land wisdom of the folks out here, we'd get a lot more done." Dave brings both of those virtues, combined with his devotion to agriculture and his dedication to his job to work every single day. I see my friend Al Franken here, Senator Al Franken here, tremendous United States Senator from Minnesota. I call him my friend because I learned in the Senate, if you like and respect someone, you call him my friend. If you don't like him and don't respect him, you call him my good friend. And if you really detest him, you call him my very good friend. Everybody in the Senate has lots of very good friends. But he's doing an outstanding job for Minnesota. And on behalf of all Minnesotans, especially our state's farmers, let me welcome all of you here and tell you what a great honor it is for our state to host your national convention. I don't need to tell you how vitally important Minnesota's farmers are to our state, or how essential their success is to our state's economic prosperity and social vitality. Now, I'll admit, I'm a city guy. But my great-grandfather was a farmer as well as a banker in Worthington, Minnesota. And my grandfather operated a dairy farm in addition to the family business, Dayton's Department Store, which is now Target. My father grew up on that farm. Although I wasn't as fortunate, I've learned during my 40 years of public service in Minnesota how extremely important agriculture is to our state. A wonderful old Farmers Union member, Norm Larson, from Nobles County, taught me many years ago that above parity commodity prices and good profits in the marketplace are the keys to farmers' success and to the success of everyone else who depends upon them. Every business on Main Street, Minnesota depends upon a healthy farm economy. Every school district, every church, and charitable organization depends upon it. Minnesota's state budget depends upon it. Agriculture drives Minnesota's economy and it determines our state's overall prosperity. During the recent Great Recession, higher commodity prices and increased agriculture exports provided a huge boost to our state's economy and helped fuel our more rapid recovery. Conversely, lower prices have now shrunk farm income and slackened our economic growth. As you well know, the challenges to achieving and sustaining agricultural prosperity are becoming only more complicated and difficult in this global economy. Before I went to the U.S. Senate in January of 2001 and joined the Senate Agriculture Committee, I naively believed that if everyone in Washington just understood old Norm Larson's principle of above parity prices, we could fix the farm programs in time for spring planting, or at least by the fall harvest. I left the Senate sadder and wiser. I now know that low commodity prices pad other people's profits at farmers' expense. And that is why your great organization is more important now than ever before. Because Minnesota's future, like all your state's futures, depend upon successful, productive, and profitable agriculture. And the hungry citizens throughout the world depend upon America's farmers for today's food and tomorrow's farming innovations. So thank you for your outstanding leadership, and please enjoy Minnesota. Have a good convention.